93 KULM, get it up and get it going, radio show, special guest this morning, and so glad that she could be with us, Lorianne Gilbert, Columbus Mayor. And Lorianne, thanks for taking the time to hop on the radio with us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, coronavirus information continues to come out. The pandemic and how we deal with it is timely and so important, and we want to get your thoughts. But first of all, let's talk about the restrictions, you know, the declaration of disaster, and get up to date, because I know there was a big meeting in the middle of the day yesterday. So what's the status at this point?
So the status is yesterday, 11 a.m., the president did his addressment of the COVID-19, and then Governor Abbott had his press conference at noon yesterday, where he issued an executive order putting stricter guidelines in, and there were four specific orders. The first one was in accordance with the guidelines from the president, that every person in Texas shall avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Order two was in accordance with the guidelines from the president and the CDC. People shall avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, and food courts, or visiting gyms or massage parlors, provided, however, that the use of drive-through, pickup, or delivery options is allowed and highly encouraged throughout the limited duration of the executive order. In accordance with the guidelines from the president, people shall not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance, and that schools shall temporarily close. And the issue is from 11:59 this evening to 11:59 on April 3rd. The point of this is to try to stop the transmission of the COVID-19.
Yeah.
Sources of exposure that we're seeing are restaurants, bars, groups of people greater than 10. So that's what we're starting with at this point.
Yeah. And they're going to kind of see how it goes and revisit that on April the 3rd, right?
We revisit it every day. It could be amended, escalated, or terminated definitely before April 3rd, but this was giving a two-week window to try to curb the increase in cases.
Right. There's another good meeting coming up on Monday. The Commissioner's Court's going to meet regarding this again, and of course, you're staying in constant contact. What about from our hospital? I know some people have been tested, but have there been any confirmed cases? We'd like to get an update on that. Confirmed
cases. Yes, sir. We've had quite a few people be tested. We have not had any positive results or results really returned yet. We should be hearing, you know, any time now. To be honest, the expectation is we will have positive cases here in Colorado County. It's a matter of when, not really so much at this point as if.
Right.
Currently, the latest data, they release at noon each day the information. So in Texas, there's 300, this was as of yesterday, 307 confirmed cases and 5 deaths.
Now, from what I understand, a test to get results back is what, a 4 or 5 day thing?
They're trying to shorten that. We're hearing that it's somewhere between 3 and 5.
Okay.
They're hoping to get, they have more places that are doing the testing coming online. So we're hoping to get the window narrowed on that.
Yeah.
And again, the people who are being tested are symptomatic.
Right.
So we would anticipate that we will be getting positive because we don't have enough swabs to test everyone. It's only people who meet suspicion criteria.
Yeah. Well, okay, COVID-19, and you mentioned this to me when we were setting up this interview yesterday about how this is a novel virus and, you know, brand new. Nobody in the world has been exposed to this thing before, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And that's what makes this so different and why it's a national and international pandemic. No one has antibodies to this.
Yeah.
So it's different in the typical influenza, where we've had antibodies, if not to that specific influenza, then to its cousin or to something. So we have antibodies to be able to fight it. With this COVID-19, with it being a novel virus, no one in our community has, or in the world, has any antibodies. So when it starts to infect people and it gets spread, it's an exponential spread very mm-hmm. quickly. And everyone comes down with the same illness within a very short window, overwhelming our emergency and medical things.
Yeah.
So a disaster declaration is a formal statement, you know, by the chief public official that a disaster emergency situation exceeds their response capabilities. And that's what our concern is. The hospital serves a population of around 10,000. We're seeing that somewhere between 10 and 20% of the population who gets exposed and acquires the COVID-19 require respiratory treatment. And that's where we don't have a 1,000 or 2,000 person capability to treat.
Yeah.
80 to 90% are going to have very mild symptoms. If they have mild symptoms, they are encouraged just to stay at home, do self-isolation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't go out. If you need additional assistance, then call. Don't go and visit
right.
your primary care, and they'll advise you to next steps.
Yeah. You know, the main concern is just like you're saying, the folks with respiratory problems and the elderly and those in that
yes, sir.
That percentage. And now I was someone asked me, okay, so this is allergy season and you're in the medical profession. So, you know, can you tell the difference? You know, because sometimes allergies, from what I'm reading, can be some of the same symptoms as this coronavirus. Congestion, you got kind of a cough or dry cough and maybe even a light fever. But obviously, just like you're saying, stay at home if you have those mild symptoms, but try not to
Correct.
Panic. You could just be having some allergies like you do every year. Right?
Absolutely. What we've been saying is if you just have, you know, cold, congestion, flu-like symptoms without a fever, more than likely you don't have the coronavirus. So far, almost every single case of the coronavirus that's been reported has been associated with fever.
I see.
You know, so that is sort of one of the differentiations that we're looking at. But if you're experiencing signs, symptoms, whether it's allergies or not, we're just asking to be mindful of exposure and just to do self-isolation at home.
All right.
If you have to go out, make sure you're washing your hands with soap and water for at least 30 seconds. If you've been in a public place after blowing your nose, coughing, sneezing, if soap and water aren't available, then use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. And try to avoid close contact. A big thing of this is social isolation, meaning try to keep 6 feet between you and the next person. So I'm sort of saying keep a 3-foot bubble around yourself and the next person keeps a 3-foot bubble around them. Then the airborne droplets that are the transmission source can't get to the next person.
Okay. All right. As far as the city goes, when will you be getting together with the council and other authorities?
Judge Prowse and Mayor Kohler from Weimar, Eagle Lake, obviously the county judge, and myself, we've been communicating multiple times a day using an 800, trying to avoid our own exposure. We have daily phone calls with the state. And the governor has been meeting with all of the mayors and county judges about every other day.
Okay.
And then on a bigger scale, every Wednesday, the hospital administrators, the mayors, the judge, emergency management, and our county medical director are also meeting.
All right. Well, look, y'all don't hesitate to keep us informed so we can keep it out here on the radio. And I know there's other great media outlets are doing a great job, The Citizen and other local papers. And, of course, social media makes everything available. The Chamber of Commerce is doing an outstanding job. Matter of fact, they're going to once again do a link to our interview this morning on their website, like they did my interview with Ty. And so people that are not hearing this right now, they'll be able to go to that link and they can even listen to it more than once, you know. So the information you're giving us is going to get out there, and I sure appreciate you, Lorianne, and disseminating the information, and we'll stay in touch. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before
I would,
before
Bill,
let you go?
Thank you first for doing this interview, keeping the public informed, and I just want to applaud everybody in the city and truly in the county. Myself, Donald Warshak, the city manager of the police, we went and posted and handed out notices yesterday to all of the restaurants, everyone affected by these orders. And everyone was so receptive and positive and trying to do the right thing and getting creative in how they're doing. And we just encourage you to support the local businesses because this is an incredibly difficult time right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, Ty said it really good on his interview with me. He said, we hope the naysayers are right at the end of this. You know, so,
yes. That means that it was successful.
Yeah. Give my regards to everyone in your medical community and the folks that are firsthand and in the middle of this. And the other thing, we pray. Just pray for those affected, not only locally, but all around the world.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
All right. Well, Lorianne, thanks again, and we'll be talking soon. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.